Unit 2. Recording 8.
Okay, so tell me all about it.
Well, in the beginning, I was at home and this was just one morning before a very important interview.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't feel well, so my mother had given me some pills. And then I didn't think anything more about it. So anyway, I then got on to the tube to go for my interview.
Right, and what happened then?
Well, clearly I must have fallen asleep, so I wasn't feeling great by this time. And I'm starting to feel sleepy, so I'm thinking I must have fallen asleep. Anyway, I was getting some funny looks even before I fell asleep. But anyway, I fell asleep, and then I realised before long I must have been having a dream, I suppose, about my mother. All of a sudden, I've woken up, but I haven't just woken up. I've woken up shouting the word, "Mum!"
No, you're joking.
At the top of my voice in a packed, quiet tube.
Oh, no.
Yes, and everybody's staring at me, and that did not help matters. Anyway, I've got off the tube and I've then arrived at my interview, put all that behind me. I'm still not feeling 100% perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, arrived at my interview on time and go in and think, actually, this is going rather well. They're not saying an awful lot. And come to think of it, they're looking at me in a rather strange way.
Right. Then what?
Well, the next thing I knew, I have left the interview and said, thank you very much for seeing me, blah-de-blah, and gone to the ladies' room. And there in the mirror, I could see what everybody was looking at and why they couldn't say anything.
What was it?
My face had swollen up and bright red and covered in blotches, spots.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yes, and the pills that my mother had given me were so out of date that they had caused an allergic reaction.
Oh, how embarrassing.
I know.